joining us this morning to talk about something coming up on August 7th, a manufacturing career fair. Joining us this morning, we have Aaron Lavin, also with us Michael Fitzpatrick. They're also Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership. He's executive director, and Aaron is with Togas, but also part of the manufacturing partnership. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Let's start with Michael, I guess, a little bit of people. What exactly does the Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership do? What's its role?
Well, good morning to you guys. Thanks for having us. Yeah, the Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership. We know that's a mouthful, so you can also call it the LCMSP. It's a network of manufacturing companies who've come together to recognize that they share some of the same interests, some of the same goals, and why not work together to strengthen and grow manufacturing in Lorain County and in the surrounding area. Their principal objective is, of course, to make sure that we're innovating and that we're educating, working with partners in the education world to produce and grow a skilled workforce and pipeline that into jobs that are ready, waiting, and available for those who want them and who have the skills.
Aaron, let's talk with you. You're kind of, there's a role of HR with your main job for this, but obviously finding the people to do the jobs is key, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a career fair coming up that will help us do that. So it's going to be held on this next Saturday, August 7th, from 9 to noon at the Campana Center at LCCC. We have the nine-member companies there with all the opportunities in a variety of manufacturing industries. It's open to the public and students. We encourage job seekers to stop by and meet the top employers in the area to learn more about what career opportunities we have.
Michael, we see help wanted signs up everywhere in the in the service sector. What's it like in the manufacturing sector?
I think I just read a couple of days ago that there's over 9,000 available jobs in Northeast Ohio. Obviously, that's not just Lorain County, but over 9,000 jobs available. Lots of companies looking for work. So if you have the aptitude, and honestly, even if you just want to give it a go, there are a lot of companies that are willing to do work and learn programs where they'll pay you or at least train you. Even if you're just an eager beaver and you want to give it a go, you can talk to these companies and come on board and they'll train you up. You don't necessarily have to have the skills coming in. And those of you who want more advanced skills, things like how to work with automation and robotics and things that require a little more insight, we have great partners with Lorain County Community College and JVS who have programs that will teach those skills. So we've got the pipeline ready.
Aaron, talk a little bit. You mentioned about nine different type of companies. Could you give us kind of an example of some of the companies that are there and maybe some of the type of jobs that they might have or skills that might be needed?
Sure. So we have AJ Rose Manufacturing. We have Togas Products. We have MultiLink and Agronomics, Betcher Industries, and they all different types of positions from entry-level machine operators to CNC operators to technicians. Fitz had mentioned, some robotics engineers, so all different types of positions are available.
Yeah. Craig and I have been involved in the manufacturing day that takes place where we've visited different locations. In fact, some of those companies, including yours, we visited on those special days, and it talks about how manufacturing maybe in some people's mind has changed to what's out there. Talk a little bit, Michael, I guess, about some of the things that people can, the benefits of, I guess, getting into a manufacturing job.
Sure. I myself, just like you, I've had the opportunity to visit with some of our partner companies. This week, for example, I had a chance to visit with both AJ Rose, and I got to visit Aaron's company, Togas. And the first thing that I think surprises you, if you had a preconception of what manufacturing looks like, is that it is not the dusty, dirty, greasy, I'm there in overalls and there's sparks flying everywhere and things falling. It's a controlled environment. It's clean. It's organized. You get hands-on right away is the first thing that's really interesting. You're making something. You can touch it. You can see it. You don't have to wonder how you spent your day because you're actually producing something that's going to get used. you know, for example, when I was in AJ Rose, there were car parts coming off the line, things being created to laser specifications, and they had every one of them have to be right. And to see them going down the line and see the process of how they go from, you know, steel ribbon to being a part that's going to be in your car, and the number of steps along the way, it blows your hair back. It's really something to see. In terms of a benefit to a worker, you get to join a company that's been around for a while, that's not going anywhere, that needs and cares about its workforce, and that's going to grow you. There are guys that I met, for example, when I was at AJ Rose, and I'm sure Aaron could echo something similar, who started as line operators, guys, you know, just on the factory floor, who have worked their way up, and now they're managing the team. So it's not just a job, it's a career, and I think that that's a major difference.
We're talking about a career fair coming up on Saturday, August 7th at the Lorain County Community College campus, Campana Center for Ideation and Invention. Mm-hmm. I had to pause on that word for a moment, but it talks about a little bit about in that way. It sort of talks about how it's the future and creative. And so there's sort of an entrepreneurial spirit in a lot of things that go on there. For some tips, I guess, for people who are coming out, what recommendations would you have for them who may be coming out to this career fair to give them the best chance at securing a position?
Well, I'll probably pivot to Erin because she's going to be one of the ones there and she's going to be one of the ones hiring. But I would say from my standpoint, I would make sure that I would come dressed to impress. I mean, you don't have to wear a suit and tie, but this isn't. Don't walk in with your PJs on. And if you have it, bring a resume. It certainly couldn't hurt. But these folks are there to talk to you, to answer questions, so that they don't expect you to come in knowing exactly what you want. It's okay to come in and just be curious and poke around. I'm sure Aaron could expound further, though.
Yeah, I would echo what you said exactly. You know, talk to the different companies, ask questions, find out what may interest you as far as the opportunities that we all have available. You know, it does go beyond in some companies as well, beyond the actual manufacturing positions into positions like IT and sales and other things like that. So don't just think it's production opportunities.
Well, there's all different parts of that chain of being able to not only manufacture stuff, but the supply, and also being able, as you mentioned, sales, maybe even it's with human resources, who knows. But if people want to get more information on this, maybe get an idea of what's happening so they can kind of prepare and do their best, where's a good place to get some details on this upcoming event?
Well, there are a number of places you could find out about the LCMSP. You could find us on LinkedIn. You can find us on Facebook. But our website is LCMSP for Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership.org. So LCMSP.org.